This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Worldwide Foundation of Credit Unions' very own Mike Reuter and True Sky Credit Union's Sean Cahill. They're here talking to us about the upcoming International Credit Union Day, which is going to happen on October 20th, and it's going to be here before you know it, so prepare now. They're also talking about, they're kicking off an accompanying campaign called Empower Your Financial Future with a Credit Union, and True Sky and the Foundation, they're partnering together on this campaign, so really good stuff here. So Sean and Mike are here to talk all about this and plenty more as well, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have, oh my gosh, we have True Sky Credit Union here, we got the World Council here, got a lot of things going on here. This is really impressive day. We're talking International Credit Union Day. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a great show, but let's do some introductions first, shall we? Right next to me is Worldwide Foundation for Credit Union's Executive Director, Mr. Mike Reuter. Mike, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And then right below us is True Sky Credit Union CEO, Sean Cahill. Sean, welcome back, sir. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me again.
You are welcome. You're welcome. All right, guys. So obviously, International Credit Union Day is coming up. It's going to be here before we know it, right around the corner. Was it October 20th, Mike? Is that the correct date? Okay, October 20th. And so get prepared for that. But we got all something else is going on, too. The folks at the foundation are doing a campaign called Empower Campaign. And we're going to be talking about that, too, as well. So, and how True Sky has partnered up with the foundation to help them out in that area. So we get all the details here. But first, Mike, I'm going to come to you about International Credit Union Day this year. So we know when, but what can we expect this year from the World Council?
Yeah, so we're continuing to partner, as always, with CUNA on the development and the deployment of the overall International Credit Union Day holiday or theme, which
could be a holiday.
Right. Oh, it is a holiday. Holiday. Right? You know, empower your financial future with a credit union. And so that means obviously something very specific, but I think, you know, it can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. Yeah. And as we've talked in many of our chats, Mike, you know, we continue to see the opportunity to leverage the International Credit Union Day holiday to engage the U.S. credit union system in really critical international credit union development work.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. I mean, this is a global international thing here. So Sean, before we dive into some details about the partnership with Worldwide Foundation, so what is True Sky doing anything special for International Credit Union Day? You guys have any special plans for October 20th this year?
We do. You know, our board, we feel very important that we act locally, nationally, and also internationally. So we've joined with the foundation. We've joined with Mike over the last couple of years. We're in the middle of a global bridges journey right now, and we're really excited about our work with the Caribbean Credit Union League system and Barbados specifically. And in fact, you know, True Sky, you talk about a holiday. True Sky is International Credit Union Day is turning into International Credit Union Week for us. So we're going to have representatives from Barbados in the Caribbean Credit Union system come down that entire week, continue the project work that we're doing, and show the true partnership of what International Credit Union Day means. So we'll be doing a number of activities that week, and especially on International Credit Union Day.
Right on. Yeah, it sounds like the modern day birthday. These birthdays, they're not just a day anymore. It's like a weekend or a week now. So yeah, I totally get what you're saying there.
That's right.
International Credit Union Week. So yeah, exciting. So yeah. Michael, so talk to me about the Empower campaign. It's Empower Your Financial Future with a Credit Union is the mantra there. So give us a little taste on what this is all about here.
Well, I think, you know, many of us, or most of your listeners, know a little bit about Giving Tuesday, which comes later in the year, and that's a global philanthropic charitable holiday that a lot of nonprofits and industries leverage to create awareness and to do a little bit of good to advance their industry's work. And that's really where the genesis of this idea came from. Okay. The Worldwide Foundation, the World Council, to leverage the ICU Day holiday each and every year to deepen engagement, deepen a little bit of support in the work that we do at World Council, and to share story. And so what we're doing for 2022 is we are encouraging credit unions across the entire US system, and of course internationally as well, to share a story, at least one story of member empowerment with us at the Worldwide Foundation, World Council, and we'll take that video or that series of images and the copy, yeah. and we'll plop it into an International Credit Union Day Empower video template.
Okay.
And we'll post those videos on our YouTube channel with the World Council.
What?
And we'll also be kind of reconnecting those, relinking those to our Empower campaign webpage. So we're encouraging credit unions to share. It can not just be credit unions. It can be leagues. It can be CUSOs. It can be other system partners as well. And then we're hoping for a little bit of support too. So we're hoping to raise $500,000 mm-hmm. from the U.S. credit union sector to support the ongoing international development projects that the World Council puts forth. Right now, we're doing ag lending in Ukraine, even with the war happening. We're doing we're supporting Venezuelan migrants and refugees by giving them access to financial services in Peru and Ecuador's credit union system. And we're establishing a new CUSO in the credit union system in Guatemala. So
wow. lot,
those three projects are partially funded by the contributions that U.S. credit unions and international credit unions mm-hmm. make to the Worldwide Foundation. So mm-hmm. we're hoping that each state in the United States will participate. Credit unions within each of the 50 states will participate by giving a little bit of their treasure and their time and their story to the Empower campaign.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought up story, because we got every conference we go to or any type of webinar or anything like this we do is like everyone keeps saying we got to tell our story. And so this, oh my gosh, this takes it to a whole new level. And to do it via video, I mean, I'm totally biased in that area, obviously. So I think, yeah, and then to put it on the YouTube page where everybody can access it. Oh, that's such a smart thing. So and Sean, I want to hear about how True Sky, how are you guys, what's the credit union's role in all this? Obviously, you guys are partaking in this and you're going to do some videos as well, I'm assuming, right? So what's your role?
We are. So not only doing videos, but also on International Credit Union Day, you know, for years, we always roll out the punch and the cookies and celebrate with members. But this year, you know, we're looking to empower and engage our members in a different way than ever before.
Okay.
How can, you know, we've had so many members, so many employees, especially interested in the work the foundation is doing in Ukraine. We actually have had employee and member donations to the Ukrainian fund. We want to take it to that next step. So we're simply asking on October 20th, 10/20, donate $10.20, whether it's a member or employee, and the credit union will match that contribution. Mm-hmm. And through that, we believe we can hit, you know, the foundation's target of $500,000, you know, across the entire country. Gosh, we only need two credit unions in every state doing this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having that matching ability, you know, really add some energy to it. So we want to try to create some competitions between credit unions, maybe across state lines.
That's a good thing.
So, you know, our goal is to really try to get the word out. And, you know, this is something that I think a lot of credit unions are looking to do. How can we make International Credit Union Day just a little more meaningful? And this is a way we can give back.
Right.
You know, our board will tell you, just coming back from the World Conference, Credit Union Conference in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing on the international stage is the purest form of what credit unions do. How we're truly helping members, gosh, even down to $5 loans, what that means. I think that, you know, as big as the U.S. credit union system is, we've become we've a little bit removed from where we started, and seeing that and being able to help other credit unions on the international stage is so important. So we're just doing a small part to be able to help Mike and his team advance all the global good that they do.
Well, I like how you're kind of gamifying it as well, creating that little competition, which is always a good thing. So, and then like you mentioned, you know, $5, I mean, anything helps and it all adds up for sure. I think
right.
you guys are going to hit your goal quite easily, sir, quite easily. And so having said that, I'm going to ask both you guys, and Sean, I'll let you go first since you're sticking with that train of thought. What do you guys hope to achieve here? What do you guys look to achieve with this campaign and then taking International Credit Union Day to a whole new level here? What's the goal here?
Well, I think, you know, being our first year that we're doing this, we're looking to kind of set that bar, you know, pretty high. Two, we can do, and then every year kind of iterate on that. How can we evolve it, make it a little bit better from there? And getting all credit unions collaboratively to work together on this, you know, is there a better cause than in helping other credit unions?
I hear you.
I don't think so.
I agree. I totally agree. Mike, what's your take? What do you, from the Worldwide Foundation's perspective, what do you guys hope to achieve here?
Well, if I put my storyteller hat on first, Mike, I mean, curating as many credit union member empowerment stories as we possibly can. That, I mean, and the different credit unions that I've talked to across the U.S., it's the member empowerment stories, and it's also the staff empowerment stories as well, the community empowerment stories, which I think are as equally as important. And then if I take my storyteller hat on and put my fundraiser hat on, you know, if we can truly reach that $500,000 fundraising target, $10,000 per state, if you do the simple math, we're really hoping that credit unions of all shapes and sizes will be willing to step forward and assist us in continuing to expand financial inclusion around the world to underserved communities, underserved populations through the power of a credit union.
Yeah.
And that's really at the most basic level, to Sean's point about $5 loans. It's bringing financial services, daily financial services, to people that wake up right now that don't have clear access to a loan, clear access to an account. It's clear access to someone to help them with financial, you know, guiding their financial future. And I think that's really what we're all about at World Council and the Worldwide Foundation, is to continue to expand credit unions around the world to do just that basic thing.
Yeah, I like what you guys are doing. And yeah, I think your goal is completely doable. I think it's going to be and then some. So yeah, you guys are going to hit it. So where can credit unions go, Mike, to participate? How do you get the ball rolling here for folks to get these get these stories out there?
Yep. So last Friday, we just launched our Empower campaign webpage. So it's doglobalgood.org/empower.
Okay.
And we will be sharing, the campaign officially launches on October 1st and goes all the way up to and on International Credit Union Day. Although, as Sean alluded to, True Sky and the Worldwide Foundation are partnering and doing a bit of a silent phase right now, getting credit unions to pledge and to participate, QSOs to participate. I'm going to be on a call with the League Network later this week to encourage the League presidents and their teams to share out the message and the importance of Empower. So, the Empower page is where you can email us to share your story, to make a charitable contribution. And the World Council and True Sky and the Foundation are going to be putting on a 1-hour webinar at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time on International Credit Union Day to share out and profile and, of course, thank all of the credit unions and credit union system partners across the world and the U.S. that have been willing to give a bit of their time, talent, and treasure to this Empower campaign effort.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. I think you guys are going to get no shortage of videos, especially how video crazy we are these days. So yeah, there'll be no shortage of that for sure. So, oh my gosh, I'm super excited for you guys. I'm so glad I had you guys on today. So I'm really excited to deliver this message out there, just to kind of help get it out there and help give it some more exposure. So well done, lads. Well done. Anything else to add to wrap up, Sean? Any final thoughts here on this one? I mean, we're just kind of scratching the surface here and just getting going here, but any thoughts here?
No, again, thank you for having us on. Thank you for spreading the word. Credit unions, you know, helping credit unions, people helping people. That's what we're all about.
Indeed, indeed. And Mike, you also wanted to mention something about what you got, kind of a current status in what the work you guys are doing in Ukraine as well, because you mentioned it at the top of the episode. But any other thoughts on that right now?
Yeah, just this morning I signed a grant contract between the Worldwide Foundation and a fuel company in Ukraine that will be providing about 75,000 liters of fuel that will be transformed into fuel coupons.
Yeah, yeah.
That credit unions in Ukraine can distribute to member farmers.
Oh, cool.
Who need that essential fuel to keep their farm equipment going and continuing to reap the harvest right before the winter is coming here in the next month or two. So just continuing to do our part to support Ukraine's credit union system in the face of this ongoing war that we hope will end as soon as possible.
Agreed. Yeah. Talk about stories. Oh my gosh, the stories that the credit union community is doing in that part of the world. Amazing, amazing work. All right, guys. Well, I know you have full plates on your agendas today, but thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. We will get this out there, get the word, spread the word for you, and look forward to revisiting probably around International Credit Union Day and see how things are going or see how they went. So really excited for you. Well done.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.